This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Rise Guys, I got show number for the f*** off Friday. Pick up and dial 864-241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318.
You know, if you ever ask me in public what that number is, I sing it to you because I. Yeah,
he will too.
You know, I learned that early in my life was, again, I preach the importance of jingles and how they're gone. Jangle, I'm done with, but jingles, yes.
Bring them back.
Together, I don't want the jingle jangle.
I wonder how many women use that number as their phone number.
I
to
hope.
Give to guys that they don't like.
The guy said his manager has
two,
a
four, one, four,
in the break
three,
room.
One, eight. Call me anytime.
If you got problems with our management, yeah, call this number, and they put it up at their work.
Well, I tell you what, yeah, a lot of people use it for are you know, car salesmen they don't like.
Yeah,
they'll pawn it off on them. We used to get that a lot early, as far as like the guys like, hey girl, we met at the horse, you know, so we'd hang out.
Oh man,
give me a call. You know, I like to get my blank blank. Call me up.
You're doing an impression of somebody. I can't figure out who it is.
I can't either.
It's someone we know, I think, but I can't figure it out. Yeah, guys. So, like, you know, you gave me your number. What's up?
Hey.
Hey, you replace your mind.
You replace their mind.
That's what Paige's version of Check Yes or No, the great George Strait song. She wrote on a thing, you replace your mind, and slipped it over to Lil Johnny.
Here's my
who
number.
He was pissed because he was going fishing with his daddy later, and he wouldn't let Jimmy Johnson go with him.
Yeah,
call,
wants our Bobby
call
Bombson
me when you're horny.
Don't take the girl. Don't take Paige.
That was the original name of the song, Call Me When You're Horny.
Call Me When You're Horny.
We got to call it Don't Take the Girl. Take Timmy Thompson, Willy Wompson.
Take Willy Wonka.
His best friend, Bo. So you already got, what, three dudes going on this trip?
Yeah. I mean, how big's the boat? It's probably a little John boat. It ain't a Jill boat.
It's a dinghy.
How about that? Oh, it wouldn't be. That's Jack and Jill.
How about he turns on his kid when he's leveraging with God later in the song? Like, hey, kill my buddies, just don't kill my girl.
What if his dad's the one that's robbing him in the alleyway?
That's
what if that's
good.
The same guy who killed Bruce Wayne's parents?
What?
Jack Napier.
What if taking him fishing was a euphemism for doing bad stuff to him?
Maybe he misspelled fishing.
Oh.
Johnny's daddy was taking him fisting. Who knows?
What the hell?
I meant like in the air to like an activism
That's
rally.
Wrong. What about catfish? Shame on you.
Yeah.
Shame
like
on you.
Like noodling and stuff. My God, y'all are gross.
Putty mouth.
You're so gross. Paige's like, I'll show you a pool noodle. Like, what?
Jesus.
I know.
Y'all wild on Thursday.
I lost mine.
Go down in the gutter and get your brain back.
I left it at the
Get your brain back. This is the gutter calling. Your mind's in here.
Let's play at least two here.
Okay.
Well, here's a lady who says, you know what? If you don't like our show, talking about this one you're listening to right now. Don't listen, even if somebody on the show ruins it for you, like they do with her. So it's kind of a half heat.
Did they name the person that does it for her?
Oh, they named the person.
864.
Yeah.
241. Y'all forget my mom just died. It's quick how that turns, isn't it? I had like a month where everybody's like, all right, we won't mess with him now. And then suddenly.
It's up.
My videos on Instagram are nothing but hateful. Oh, well, it's traffic talk. 864-241-4318.
Okay, so I'm sitting here listening to the FOF line like I always do. And every Friday, some dickhead has got to get on here and bitch and complain about someone or all of y'all on the Rise Guys. Let me tell you something. If you don't like them, if they piss you off, then f***ing quit listening. Please f***ing quit listening, because I get sick of hearing you bitch about it. You either like them or you don't. You don't like them, you don't listen. I had problems with Fat Boy, so void of anything that I just got irritated. But you know what? As a whole, I like the show, so I'm going to let that go. Just if you don't like them, don't listen to them. The Rise Guys have got me through so much in the last 2 years, just making me laugh. So any minute thing that they might do to piss me off, I'm going to let go because I like them.
Oh, so you've been through a lot of S. That would explain your breath?
No. I would love to hear the uncut version. Not for the cuss words, but the little edit there where she said something about Fat Boy. And then
she said I was devoid of anything, whatever that means.
Okay. Okay. Devoid. Okay.
I have a GED.
I thought she said avoiding anything. So I thought something was taken out there.
She should have heat with you for mishearing. But no, got heat with me.
Oh, if you only knew how sweet he is.
You know, I want you to save that for when we win a Marconi. And the concession speech, we're going to send a Native American girl up there to accept, and she's going to play that call through the microphone. It'll be like a little Brando-esque.
And if she's not available, we'll get the guy who lives in the wigwam in Cherokee that you can take pictures with.
Yeah, one I bought the squirrel's leg from. Or whatever that animal
ain't a squirrel's
was.
Leg.
Well, whatever it is.
I thought you went to, you know, a certain store and bought a bee plug.
No, it's not done.
Holding pattern.
No, that's a foxtail. That is not.
Matt, breaking news. Upstate DJ's a furry.
No, there's a meat processor I know. He's like, hey.
That's his name. That's his Tinder name.
Meat processor.
Or he's like the machine from 8mm.
What are they? There's an old school name. Arboretum?
Arboretum?
Is that what it is?
That's where you go look at plants, I think.
No, that's not it then. Anyway.
Geraniums where a lizard lives.
He's like, selling like, I bought a rug. Not a fox rug, but a cowhide. I bought that, and then I bought the damn foxtail. I don't know why. It looks cool, and it's soft as hell.
That's the sports reporter cowhide.
It's just sad that an animal.
What should we do? Just bury it?
Yes.
Oh, so it died of natural causes. He didn't go shoot a fox to give me a tail.
He didn't die from getting bored out so you can get a tail.
Yeah, Paige.
It's like you don't carry body parts around with you. That's morbid. All right, I have fur coats, so whatever.
You don't think a rabbit's got a keychain with a human finger on it somewhere?
I was going to say, the woman who comes in wearing leopard skin and cheetah skin and all these different
things. Talk about crotchless underwear.
They're not
real
leopards.
Street people out there with their elephant skin Nikes. I see you. Nice. Your Michael Jordan elephant skin Nikes.
You want to get to the guy we've been teasing in the clip.
Yeah.
He talks really fast. But he hates his coworker, which we kind of picked up on.
Uh-oh.
And that person seems to be a little person.
It just got to be right. Where's the kid?
864. Yeah, that's what we're saying. It might be his child. We don't know. 864-241-4318.
This for that short, bald motherfucker in the front of the motherfucking building. You short motherfucker sitting in your damn high chair. That mother is literally a high chair in the chair because you're so fucking short. When you damn sit on the toilet, your fucking feet swing. And it's a fucking mini toilet. You short piece of motherfucking shit. Sell some damn used cars and leave a fucking home, you fucking bastard.
I think it is his child. I do.
If you can make out what he said.
He said bald.
Bald.
Maybe in a way of reverence. Bald. Bastard, so he doesn't like. He doesn't have another
dangling
one.
Feet.
He doesn't know who the mom is, perhaps.
Oh,
that'd be weird. It's like, this is my son. We don't know who the mom is. It's kind of like, well, follow the trail.
I hear Trump in my head. If you were listening.
Oh,
to this.
Good luck. We didn't cut the umbilical cord. Let's just pull mom over here.
How does baby end up at my porch? Where's your mama? Who's your mama?
This is the longest umbilical cord. Pull her back. Come here. You're not getting away so fast. Meanwhile, neighborhood kids are double dutching with the umbilical cord.
Oh, gosh. Gross.
864.
Oh, if you're eating breakfast.
I'm sorry.
Breakfast.
Hack it up.
You know what? If you've eaten chitlins, it looks exactly the same.
No, I haven't. I refused.
You don't eat chitlins?
No.
Well?
You know what goes through the chitlins.
Yeah, I know.
Do you know when some people...
Don't knock fallopian tubes, though.
You know, some people who work fast food...
I can't eat those either.
They'll call in and they don't get why customers get so upset at them. Well, this guy knows why.
He knows why they get upset.
Yeah, he knows why fast food customers... get attitudes.
I've often wondered, why am I so mad right now? He will give us this answer. 864-241-4318. There you go. Interrupt me again. What's that? I'm going to call the number now for a coworker. Big old boobies over there.
You just gave out like 13 numbers together.
Well, it goes so fast. All right, here we go. Listen to this guy.
This goes to complaining about people mistreating or talking down to fast food workers. I have a perfect solution on how you can fix that. Stop f***ing up people's food. I went and got a cheeseburger meal from a local fast food place the other day. There's no meat on the burger. It's the whole point of a f***ing burger. I'm a mechanic. If I go and I put somebody's brakes back together and I forget the rotor, guess what? It's f***ed up. Stop f***ing up people's food and you'll stop getting bitched out. Easy enough.
Maybe somebody sent us the picture. They tried to get a 6-piece nugget somewhere, and it was a box of pickles.
Yep. And then the first time I ever, this was when I had my hip surgery, I DoorDashed Chick-fil-A. And on DoorDash Chick-fil-A, you get to pick your bun. If you want a white bun, you want a wheat bun. I think those are the only two options. I didn't choose one because I just want the normal bun. I had never been offered this option before. So when it came delivered, I opened the box.
You had no bun.
I had just a piece of chicken.
Well, you should have.
Not even the two pickles. Not even some butter on there.
I can't give you crap.
You didn't pick your bun.
I ordered a pizza from a place and I said no cheese because I thought it was extra cheese on top. They just gave me bread with a bunch of meat on it. This pizza with no cheese. What is this?
You're also the guy who bought a digital baseball card on eBay.
I know.
Thinking it was going to be a real card sent to
him. You had a pizza with no cheese?
That was mislabeled. This was just my
screw. Did you send it back?
I didn't tell Bob Bellasino that he might have messed up my order. Had to give me another one.
Did you eat a cheeseless pizza?
No.
The Bobby Bellasino.
Where's the cheese? He's like, well, you didn't order it. This little pipsqueak working the case. You didn't order it, sir. You didn't order any cheese.
Is that what he's doing now? 864.
Give me the cheese.
You'll take a break.
Bless. I tell you, I can get where people get irritated where we don't. But damn it, if it ain't funny, the talk in between. 864. We won't let Paige do headlines today. We'll do just all calls. 864-2-4. I'm kidding. 864.
God dang it. How many people have dialed 864 eight times in a row now and it's not connected?
Oh my God. Go ahead. You don't even remember.
Remember what?
864.
No, I remember.
I'm not 864-241-4318. I never wanted to cuss so much during religious music. 864-241-4318. Yeah. See, they do it in unison, in harmony.
It.
They're not all over each other.
Really. They're not funny. That's why.
All right, more of the FOF line is next. Good morning, everybody.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right. 864-241-4318. That is how you can complain about anything you want to, any person you want to, a particular road, Department of Transportation.
Groups of people. That's cool, too. I'd be damned if I sit here and catch hell for ordering cheeseless pizza, by the way.
Only you.
I mean, people were being dick. Yeah, it was Friday. What's with the dickheady attitude? You must be the every other week paycheck people. I get it. I am one of those as well.
Oh, you order perfect when you go every time, I guess.
Some Fridays you're in a nicer mood than others, but... Yeah, I didn't I was making fun of myself when I said I did not choose on DoorDash which bun I wanted on. Thus, Chick-fil-A did not send me bun. The joke's on me. I'm not making fun of them.
Where does all the messed up food go? Is there like a void?
I ate it still.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're not going to let it go to waste.
I get it.
All right, 864-241-4318. Fat Boy, what might we hear here?
Well, we're going to hear a guy talk about... You know what? He has some good advice for you.
Okay.
Buy American. He's not happy with his work situation.
Oh. He must, well, what is the term? I've said it twice this week already. Assembled. Assembled in America. Not made in America. Assembled in America. Yeah. Which could mean something like packaging it up and putting it in a box.
Yeah. Good luck finding where that is.
Right. This is the FOF line.
Yeah. I just want to say, you... How the hell are you going to work 7 days a week for the past 8 months, and then all of a sudden you're going to cut us off and tell us, oh, you have to make cutbacks now that the tariff is starting to affect the company. You got to give us a 2-day notice. You can expect us to work on a Saturday, and then you're going to let us go that evening. Oh, my God. You're not even thinking about the families that are in need, the families that of the people that have spent their weekends and their nights every day of the week trying to make your money just so they can just bend over and take it. I'm so sick of this shit. If I got any advice for anybody who's listening, buy American.
I'd like
Man,
to, buddy.
That sucks.
I really would.
Like, he made them work on the make a work a weekend and then fired them afterwards.
That's just terrible.
Man. So the way the system is, as far as, you know, labor force goes in this country, it's not going to
put on some Rage Against the Machine and go protest.
I mean,
it's true. It's true. But then I try to think, well, the guy who fired you, like, a lot of times, think about this. I'm not taking up for the boss, but I do try to look at things through both sides. And that guy had to decide, maybe they said, hey, you need to shave off one or two people. And then you're sitting there and you're looking at your 10 to 20 people and you're like, I think that's why now they tell you at work, don't talk about people's kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you see a pregnant woman, you shouldn't ask her if it's going to be a boy or girl, all this stuff. And I think because the bosses don't want to hear it.
Don't ask if you're rubber stomach.
They don't want to follow you on social media because they don't want to know you as a person. Because then when they have to decide, the crappy employee over here might have 9 kids, but the guy who comes to work every day is a bachelor.
Don't ask if you can have a bottle of that water when it breaks. Don't ask. But you're right. Like,
you coy.
Out of sight, out of mind with some of these people.
Yeah.
Don't get hurt either. Don't get sick or injured because somebody's going to take your spot.
Because that's a liability.
If I got sick or injured, I would just call Rob.
There was somebody we know that lost their job. They had a medical condition, and they thought their job was going to be ready forever.
Mm-mm.
They thought they could take a year off and then come back to the job. And they were legit pissed when their job got taken away.
Oh, yes. Yes. Like, I had Fat Boy point to which end of the building.
Which end? Which side?
He pointed towards Charlotte.
I'll write it down for you.
Not you, Paige.
No.
The city of.
Okay.
I never thought I'd say these words. Never thought I'd have to. But please tip your grocery delivery driver.
Well,
yeah.
Because you can't go to the grocery store by your damn self, can you?
No.
Well, I've done it several times going by myself. Yeah. No, I've done it ordering too, and it's literally just convenience. That's all it is.
When I was sick,
I've done it out of laziness.
Well, I did it out of necessity because I had the vid, and people did deliver correctly, and I did tip them because I felt bad.
She sneezed all over the dollars.
I did not.
They won't think twice about the fruit they give you, the alternates they slip in. They'll stick her alternate, you know, or they'll give you a bruise.
Is that from here?
Yeah.
I've heard that. I don't order from there. Yep. Because I'm doing hand gestures and pages.
I knew.
Mouthing the everybody knows we're talking about Walmart. So, I mean, it's like on DoorDash when you put on there like substitute. No, it's not up to you what you're going to substitute if you're out of.
I don't want to sell
fries.
Yeah, would you like smiley fries or tots? We have tots, sir.
Taquitos.
Napoleon Dynamite.
Do you want tots?
864.
I made him sound like a drag queen list. Yeah, I apologize.
Really kind of hot.
A smoking drag queen.
Hot tots.
It sounded like somebody from San Francisco with COPD.
That's already the boss's favorite movie. He's going to get
San
mad now.
San Francisco.
He does.
He loves it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got the little doll up here on the desk if you want to press the
Remember,
button.
Like, that back in November, it's like, who'd you vote for? He's like, Pedro, duh.
He did.
All right, we're going to do another one here?
Oh, we'll do another one.
Okay.
I just want to say you to all the people that do not tip. You expect us to do your f***ing shop orders, to deliver your groceries with our personal vehicles, and you sorry motherfuckers don't want to tip, we will reject your orders every f***ing time. Hell, some drivers even have a f***ing list of you people. So if you don't get your orders, that's f***ing why. Suck a dick. Y'all f***ing suck.
Okay.
That's the name of the company.
By all means, tip.
I saw a guy doing this yesterday, and it looked not fun. He had to eat a lot of stuff.
Delivering groceries?
Well, he's got to pick it and then deliver it on top of that. So he's got his little phone. He's got to scan each item he picks.
Oh. That just seems like so frustrating.
It's laziness. I don't care if you got 13 kids. Go to the damn store.
I have but one. But I did it just out of time. Like, you know. Plus, I look at it as I'm not lazy. I'm helping the economy. But, yes, it's been laziness a lot, too. But what was the other thing she said?
Tip. They use their personal cars.
Personal cars. Oh, you know, all that stuff. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, look, there's a service for everything.
Yeah.
Can't knock it.
There is. Except we still can't have liquor delivered to our house in South Carolina.
Well, that's a good thing.
No. Why?
Because
you want them to go drink. If
no,
you're ordering it to the house, that means you've already started. So don't go get in your car and drive to the place with the three red circles on it.
I'm just thinking of people who have a problem and they don't even need to leave the house. It just comes to their door.
Don't you want it delivered from the V&B, like right at your door? You got some guys like, hey, my.
Hey, man.
Did you order some grandma?
Even if they want to breathalyze for me. I'm fine to take a breathalyzer.
Okay.
Did you get some snobs?
That's Paige's favorite Finger 11 song, Breathalyzer.
I got the Canadian's Hunter, man. It's got your name
man,
on it.
I don't know the voice, I love when you do it. You go, hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
It's Cocaine Stepdaughter. I don't know where he's been.
That's what it is. Cigarettes in the van.
I live in a van down by the
Make that today's wellness check. P1 Cocaine Stepdaughter.
Aww. He was hooking up with his stepdaughter in the parking lot of the hospital when his wife was having the kids.
That's
and
so
he
bad.
Was addicted to cocaine at the time. So that's because people will say,
hence the name.
Hey, that guy P1 Cocaine Stepdaughter. What's with the name? And yeah. I tell him that fun story.
Yeah.
864-241-4318.
This guy here might have a stroke at work. Not a bunch of them.
Oh,
in a short period of time, but just like one.
Whoa.
Because he works in a hot environment. His boss is trying to kill him.
Wow.
Boy, it is that time of year where, like, at the farm, like, there's a couple doors that, with the humidity, the doors expand.
Oh, yeah.
And you can't open them all the way. It's weird.
I remember that one studio that was so hot, and we had to leave the door open.
Oh, well, that was left open for farts as well.
It was.
Yeah, this is the FOF line.
What is up with South Carolina's f***ing stupid-ass laws about not having to have air conditioners in warehouses where people work, sit there, sweat their f***ing asses off every damn day, 95 to 100 degrees in the f***ing warehouse, and nobody knows how to use an air conditioner because it's South Carolina law that they don't have to. They should have to have air conditioners where people are working. It's f***ing bullshit.
I mean, look, you go the extra mile for your employee.
Meow.
Yeah, I mean, why?
Yeah, but keep it in a warehouse... Air conditioned
is expensive.
By proxy, the warehouse is not insulated for that. Yeah. I've worked in many of them. They all just had before
fans,
there was
the
big ass fans.
They
have little
noisy
ass fans up here. I mean, it's never
enough.
Going to be enough. Yeah, I mean, it's just unless you work it like I had a buddy of mine that worked at the old Winn-Dixie warehouse. That was good because
the
freaking open air cool. You know,
they go to the peddler for lunch.
No, he worked at the warehouse. He went to KFC across the street.
You'll take a break.
Yes.
When we come back.
What are we going to hear when we come back?
We got some feedback on the pool, the TNC about the above ground pool.
Oh.
And
that went good on Facebook. People were people were associating above ground pool with like a mobile home, like fully invest one way or the other. It's like leasing a car. It's like, well, people get what they can afford. Maybe you move up. Like, there was a car that I wanted one time. I got it in a PSA 2. And then eventually upgraded it. I think I'm at a 6 now.
A 2?
I won't be able to afford a 10 ever. But you just upgrade as you can go. So it's like, you know, I had an above ground pool, too.
Level up, they call it.
Yeah, I like them.
Leveling up.
We're also going to hear from a lady who, I don't want to say she hates her coworker, but she's been biding her time long enough. So she's going to give an honest assessment. I assume it's a coworker.
Okay.
I don't know what else it could be.
All right. Did the lady sound like Paige by chance?
No. But right. This lady's got points. She's organized and she speaks her mind.
It's good for her.
It's the last one. The last segment, 864-241-4318. The FOF line has arrived.
Wake up! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I'd love to hear him argue.
The Rise.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Guys. Dang it.
What?
I just came up with a Facebook Fusted name off the air, and as we were all exclaiming how great it was, I forgot what it was.
Oh, what was it?
It's okay.
Was it Ronnie Nose?
No, it wasn't Ronnie Nose.
Peg.
Yes. The guy's last name is Peg. First name Richard. Middle initial J. Richard J. Peg. If you know, you know. And if you don't, you're probably well read. 864.
Had a peg before. A peg returns.
You computer nerds, you get it. Members of the Geek Squad are rolling on the floor laughing.
You know, peg leg.
Laughing like hell.
Also,
techie.
Ronnie Knows. I'm going to write that one Ronnie down, too. Knows. That's clever. All right. The FOF line.
Thieves. Nobody
got it again.
Nobody likes a thief.
No.
They really don't.
No.
Drug addicts, they don't like those either. But if you're both, this guy don't like either one of you.
A thieving drug addict.
Whoa.
I feel like drugs are a gateway drug to thievery.
They really are.
Yeah.
Thievery, sodomy, and so much more.
Gomorrah.
Copper.
Many others.
Yeah.
Copper. Uh-huh. Yes. Chester Copperpot was a pedophile. 864.
Wasn't that the penguin?
That was One-Eyed Willie. That was When Willie Died. 864.
Wow.
241-4318.
I tell you what. F*** a motherfucking thief. I'm so sick and tired of getting my shit stolen that I work hard for to make sure that I have to do the job I get up every damn day to go to. And you lazy piece of shit drug addicts want to come steal my motherfucking shit. Damn, I wish you'd all do a big fat line of fentanyl and just die. I don't give a f*** if it's my own mama, you piece of s***, mother f***. Damn, I hate you.
Oh, you shouldn't say that last part.
Oh, you shouldn't hate anybody, right?
No, you shouldn't say, even if it's my mama.
Russia, you can hate Russia, but that's it.
And, you know, I have such a hard time with that. Like, I go snort fentanyl and die. Like, what's like the thing people used to say, you know, we're very, like, wide open with what we say to people now. Used to, it's like, you can go sit on it or eat my shorts, Bart Simpson would say. Yeah. And then it would say, you can eat blank. But then it got even more. I feel like it was in the 90s. You can eat blank and die.
Oh,
so
nice.
Here's the way I say, this is how I respond to that. I'll just die then.
Uh-huh.
Because if anything. I'm going to eat that and then you're going to kill me anyway, just not going to eat that. I'll die with not doo-doo breath.
It got more vicious as we went along.
Yeah.
Throughout time.
Like, you can blank my blank and choke on it and die. Yeah.
But is that going to kill
you? That sounds hot, though. You can say it that way.
Well.
Yeah. Choke on.
864.
Yeah.
2414318.
I can see you saying eat my shorts when you had the racist Bart Simpson shirts.
Well, it's like when they say, no, come on. It's like people like, hey, quit calling them wife beaters. I was like, well, quit calling their necklaces chokers.
Oh, there you go.
864-241-4318.
Here's some feedback on the truth of consequences with the above round pool.
Yeah.
God dang it.
That'd be weird if it was square.
Oh, Kevin. I remember his name, Kevin and his wife.
Kevin, no I.
He put down the $2,000 deposit.
And it was going to cost $10,000 plus.
Hey, I'm sure he's got it in by now. He said after Moral Day they were going to put it in.
And he didn't update us.
Nope.
Kevin, if you're listening, you call in and I want to know if you got that pool.
Or we're going to come drown you in it.
That's not true. Not a threat.
The f***ing IT department at Odyssey, because they need to figure out their f***ing app, that glitchy piece of shit. I know it's free and I shouldn't bitch, but I had to wait an extra day to hear this woman cuss this dude out and just tear him a new one because he's an idiot thinking he can buy a big-ass pool without including his wife. She wasn't being overbearing. This is a lot of damn money that's coming out of both their budgets. He's a selfish dick that wants a f***ing above-ground pool and he ain't even going to put a deck around it. He's a f***ing moron. You can't have an above-ground pool without a God-blessed deck.
Amen.
True. I'm trying hard on that, man.
True. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
You know what? That deck.
You just got a nod from my mama in heaven as well.
I thought he's back.
You're doing that for my mama through me, and I appreciate that. God bless it. That's right. It just.
Remember the guy last week? God flipping darn.
I want to wear a shirt that says, I don't damn it, I bless it.
They got to be out there, right?
UGB, right.
Yeah, yes.
I'm sure you go to Omega Church in the merch shop, they got them.
You God blessed right. God
they ran out right. of car stickers quick, but they got those shirts.
Oh, man. You mean the free advertising. Follow me to church this Sunday.
We got 4 showings this Sunday of
Well, just give me the sermon. Address. You're driving too slow. I don't want to follow you.
864. Okay.
241-4318.
We're all led up to the last one here.
Oh.
And, you know, maybe the coworker can consider this constructive criticism. Because she's obviously been taking notes on how this guy's been slipping. So she's trying to get him out of his funk and say, look, get with it. It's time to wake up.
People can't decide. And people want to get out of funks in the 2025s. Back in the 70s, they wanted the funk, Paige.
All of it.
No. 864-241-4318.
She's going to lay into this guy.
This is the last one.
Oh, boy.
This really doesn't have to do anything with me, but I really have to vent. Clint, I know you'll hear this. You are a f***ing 35-year-old child. You bitch, moan, and complain. I have never in my life seen an entire relationship so backwards and flipped as the one you're in. I'm about sick and f***ing tired of hearing you say, she doesn't run my back enough. She doesn't support me. She doesn't give me the love I need. Guess what, Clint? It's probably because she's out here working 2 damn jobs because you can't figure out how the f*** to work the damn one job you got. Then you threatening to quit your job. Why? What f***ing good is that going to do, Clint? You bitch too much. You cry too much. And you need to start being a man. Because guess what, Clint? You have a baby on the way. grow the up. Your wife is a bitch, but at least she's working, and I'm starting to think her dick is a lot bigger than yours. You need to focus. You need to sell, because these floors ain't going to sell themselves, and we know you work off commission. She ain't going to love or respect you, Clint, when you cry like a bitch at work when something goes wrong. And I have to say that you are probably the biggest pussy walking around God's earth.
Wow. Nice. He's got the award.
That's a big word.
Man,
she said her Clint's.
If that was true, at first I thought she called him a bad word, but that was his name. man, oh man! If that was true, that award she gave him there at the end, he would have a show on TLC.
I would watch that award show
coming up after 1,000 Pound Sisters.
I've known guys that are big P words, and I'm more men than they are, and I'm like, really, dude?
Yeah.
You're expecting me to do that?
I mean, she laid it all out. She said dude's name. She basically said.
Called his wife a B-I-C-T-H.
Hardwoods.
Yeah.
A pregnant woman.
Called
he's about to be a father.
Called a pregnant woman.
Called a pregnant woman. Now, a lot of times pregnant women are bitches. I mean, they agree.
Well, I mean,
oh, I want sardines and ice cream.
You carry a baby around. Tell me how you feel.
Hey.
Hey.
I feel like
imagine being Jesus carrying me on the beach. That guy's a power lifter.
Called her B-I-C-T-H. Awful.
She called that woman that.
They're going to be air heat between those two for
Clint, I think
time.
The best thing for you to do is
Clint.
To call this number here. I'm going to give you Paige's cell number. No, the FOF line.
2-4-1-4-3-1-8.
Is that right? Because I feel like she left out some numbers.
She did the other time. She actually gave out freaking Chris Evans' desk phone number.
She did.
I just got a text from him. He's like, yeah, so, right. I just got this weird call.
People are calling me mad for some reason.
You sound like a Billy Goat.
People are calling.
You sound like a Billy Goat.
Oh, why God. Are you so mad?
This text says that lady's clearly a transplant. So walk into every hardwood floor store that you see today. Look for the lady with the Boston accent, and there's your girl.
She sounds like a woman to me. So
a girl. Yeah, I think it's what you
transplant.
Know.
I don't know what you're talking
about. I don't know where their sexuality is.
864-241-4318.
One more time. I need to get my phone out. 864-241-4318. Okay.
241-4318.
Yeah. Love it. Love it. Love it. Paige, what are you working on in the Plex?
You know, I have to bring this up because of what I asked Fat Boy was eating. The other day, it was shocking to me. So
you asked Fat Boy was eating.
What was he eating? So we're going to talk about America's favorite gas station.
You always
snacks.
Leave a word out.
What you was eating on? Well,
hi, I'm Paige Quinones. What you do?
He has some long thing that had stuck in his mouth. So I'm going to tell you what that was.
Jesus.
I was shocked. I didn't know what it was. I thought perhaps it was licorice, but it was not.
I never eat licorice. Stuff's awful.
I mean, it's like the root beer of candy.
I would never drink abstinence either because it tastes like licorice.
It's absinthe.
Oh, wow. Sorry.
Hello.
So how are you guys doing?
Doing what?
Who are you?
I'm Evelyn. How are you?
What did you just say?
Evelyn.
What are you trying to tell me?
What you going to tell me, dude?
Jeremy, I'm a man, 58 years old, full-figure divorced. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
I'm listening.
So how good-looking are you?
Who is this?
Jeremy, I'm a man, 58 years old, full-figure divorced.
I bet you are.
Tell me about the fake boobs.
Fake boobs.
So how good-looking are you?
I'm blonde, tall.
Are you gay? Are you
gay?
Thinking about getting a penis enlargement?
Who is this?
Jeremy. I'm a man, 58 years old, full figure divorced. We have a report that the young man says that you rubbed his chest and his bum.
I hear you.
I'm a playboy?
I hear you.
Do you feel dirty? Do you feel cheap?
No, it's a woman.
I know that you're a whore.
Who's a whore?
You send harassing emails from fake accounts.
Well, you go to hell and don't call this number back, you little whore yourself.
Are you gay?
Hi.
You crazy bitch, I'm gonna take you down.
You're crazy, you know what?
You don't have the balls.
You the one that ain't got the balls.
You jack with me and you'll be gone before you know it.
I don't know who in the hell you think you are, but you can go get screwed tattooed.
Jeremy.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.